Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Coolin' Out. This is episode 232.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. We are in it, man. Yeah. And it is Rel.
Wow.
Oh, what's up, people? Crazy. What's up, bro? How are you?
Chilling, man. I'm cool, man. Just rebounding after my shot today.
Yeah.
Big vaxxer.
Took it out of you. You look like big you're vaxxer. Dead, man. You good?
I'm cool, man. It's a little off today, but I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's ready.
How long did they say you could potentially have any side effects for?
1 to 3 days. And if it's longer than that, contact your healthcare provider. Get that checked out.
And you just put a shot in your arm and then tell you to go talk to somebody else about it. If something go wrong, now don't call us. Go talk to somebody else.
So you got any more questions? Okay, good.
Off you go. So you're telling me off wax about the process, but I guess people who are in New York just kind of telling me like your experience, what that looks like so people can.
Saw the formal announcement on Monday and then I started just using the vax site. So constant refresh, but their site's trash. It's set up so badly. You gotta like match how many stoplights do you see across walks. You have to do that every time you want to search, you know, to prove you're not a robot. Do that.
That
delays. And then because they increase your eligibility, but the resources aren't really there. So I spent I spent yesterday just refreshing all day, calling, getting a busy tone because I wanted a specific shot. But I was able in the night, so I guess they started opening up stuff around the time I was looking. And after repeated attempts, I was able to snatch one. Like, something opens up, pick it, no appointment found. Open up, pick it. That happened at least almost 10 times. But
shit.
I was able to today, so. Yeah, I just got lucky. You just got to keep going and refreshing if you're really adamant. Like I have one or two trips coming up next month. And I just want it.
So. Yeah. No,
you just got to keep. And there's this Twitter also. It's called TurboVax. It's pretty good. They keep updating with stuff in the city. But that's none of my concern anymore. So. No, I had at least some. I mean, it was like 20 tabs open.
Shit.
Yeah, I was adamant. I wanted to get it done.
It's not.
It's not. It's not. It's not. Especially now they've opened it up to 30 and up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like trying to get a PlayStation 5 or something, man. Like it's hard. They act like it's readily available, but it's not.
But again, it's just day two of this. I don't know why it feels longer, but so. It'll ease as the time goes on.
You about to be out in the streets wilding out now?
Well, I actually have Friday off, the Good Friday, but nobody else is off. So, no, just chilling.
Okay.
Ain't nothing to do. I'm just chilling.
Now.
I might go to the gym, actually. I haven't been in over a year. So.
I'm feeling confident now. He's Superman. I'm going to go to the gym now.
Oh man,
that's what's up, man. Sounds like the process was fairly seamless for you in terms of like other experiences I've heard, so that's good, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
sending me a dude's skin peeled off, so I'm cool.
Woo! Yeah, you saw that?
I did.
What a crazy side effect that was. Yeah.
Nothing's on your end.
Good. Life is good, man. Just, you know, slowly prepping for the move. I've been, Jesus, man. Like, I just got stressed just thinking about it. Like, the thought of it is like things are like always beautiful when, like, you know, good news is coming. And it's like, yeah, all right, cool. I get to move back to New York. But the actual follow through of that, yeah, it's just like so stressful, man. Like, simple stuff. Like, I called Con Edison today to like start service a certain date, and it kept pulling up my old Brooklyn address. And I'm like, okay, well, I haven't lived there in like 2 years. And she's like, well, we have to, you know, close this account out. And I'm like, why is it open? This is like, it's a zero balance. But then like, I literally got transferred to like 3 different people just for someone to close that account out and then open a new account for me to start service at my new address in Brooklyn. And I was just like, all right, this is like, that was just like one thing. It took me like an hour just to start Con Ed service and calling, you know, internet and all this stuff. And it was a lot, man. Coordinating movers, but everything is done now. It's just on me now to like start packing and selling stuff, and you know, donate some stuff to Goodwill. But that's the hard part. I've been dreading.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I hate moving, man. And I literally just moved into this house in September, so I feel like I just moved and like fully unpacked and like started buying like furniture specifically for this house, like that fits in here, and it's like, all right, this is wasted now. I don't need this anymore. So yeah, man, just really focusing on the move and trying to like get that stuff taken care of while still winding down at work and trying to transition, you know, stuff to other people. And dealing with that process. So it's a very unique time. It's going to feel good in, you know, about 3 more weeks now.
Yeah, about, yeah.
Yeah, a little over 3 weeks. 3 weeks exactly. I always calculate weeks in like business days, like, you know, like, but like, it's exactly 3 weeks, 21 days till I'm in New York. So yeah. So it'll feel good when I actually get there. But that process getting up there, like especially like the week before, I'm gonna be like, why am I doing this? Questioning everything. Once I actually get there, and you know, I'm not probably not gonna pack for like a week or two because I'm just lazy like that. But yeah, once I actually get there, things will be fine. But I mean, things are good, man. Just been like coordinating this move and trying to figure that stuff out. So the worst of the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. In time.
Yeah.
Just think a month from now, we post it up.
Post it. And it's like working out perfectly because you and some of our friends are taking a trip, like literally like a day after I get up there. And I'm like, I bet, because I ain't going to have the energy to deal with nobody anyway. Because you know, like, you get up there and like everyone's still up there, then it's like, all right, we kind of like have to meet up. Yeah. But I probably would have been dead and I would just got up and went anyway. But I'm like, nah, this is perfect. So now I'll see y'all the following weekend. just take some time. But yeah. So we'll see, man. We'll see. Yeah, life is different. All this moving and stuff. 30 hitting hard, man. Bro, I had flag football playoffs yesterday. And I bumped knees with one dude, bro. Like, when I tell you, I feel like I was in a car wreck. Like, my knees hurt. Like, hurt. Like, I got in the car today and like I hit my knee on the steering wheel. And like, I was like, ah, like, I'm like, need ice packs on my knees. Like, I was playing flag football. Like, and I stretched a lot. Oh my God. I've been like pain. I'm like, shit. It's not a game out here, people. It's not a game. I have to start taking some vitamins. Drinking some milk. But outside of that, man, life is good, man. Just, we were talking on wax, man, just like really trying to wait for the NBA playoffs to start, you know, still trying to appreciate what's currently going on in the regular season, tougher. But
it's getting tougher.
It's getting tougher. Remember, you know, it's funny, before when they, remember, I think we, this was like maybe it's a little bit earlier on in the podcast days when we had like a little segment about when the NBA was first proposing shortening the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so against it.
Yeah.
Like, so.
That's actually crazy. Yeah. Because this is a shortened season.
Yep. I was so against them, like, shortening the season. Like, why? Like,
mm-hmm.
you take the regular season more seriously, da 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 da. And now I'm like, nah, I can shorten it. Make it 50 games. No one cares. Like,
especially these current circumstances.
Yeah.
LeBron and AD, nowhere to be found. Injured. Yeah. What's happening in Brooklyn?
No,
my head hurt.
It's disgusting. So. I'm about to be a resident of Brooklyn, and it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I was having a really nice weekend in Jersey City with a couple friends. I looked at my phone. I put my phone back. Want me another cup of that wine?
Actually, just give me the whole bottle.
I didn't see this. Yep. Put my phone back. Not on a Saturday. I refuse. Devil be gone.
These dudes, man, got LaMarcus Aldridge, for people who don't know what we're talking about, got LaMarcus Aldridge in the buyout market. So, on top of them just getting Blake Griffin, they already have Kyrie, James Harden, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan, Joe Harris, Jeff Green.
I think Dinwiddie teasing coming back. He's still on the roster. So.
Come on now. You see?
I don't know. He teases.
Nah, if Dinwiddie come back,
fam.
Like, that's what I'm, all right.
I don't like to talk about these things.
All right. I'm not watching it.
Yeah. I'm big hating.
Nah, if the Lakers get there, I'll watch it.
I'm going to watch the Lakers in that finals.
Yeah. I watched the Cavs in 2018 when I knew they were going to lose to the Warriors.
That's a fact. That is very true. That is very true. Yep, that's true. That's true. So
I knew they were going to lose. So I'll support Bron as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting scary out in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Bron out another 3 to 5. So you're talking what, mid-April or early May? A lot of unknowns. I don't know when AD coming back, but at least Drummond tonight hopefully gives us a glimmer of hope.
Listen, Drummond needs to put up, I would say, at least 15 and 12, and that'll give me hope. Anything less than that,
mm-hmm.
when is he the best player on the court? On our team?
It's him or Trez.
Yeah, so he's the best player on the court, yeah. So, with that being said, he needs to put up at least 15 and 12. Like, you have no one else to, like, there's nowhere, like, no else the offense is running through. And you got, you know, Kuz and all these dudes who going to put up mass shots and brick. Kuz, KCP, get your offensive rebounds. Like,
mm-hmm.
if he can put a 15 and 12, I'm like, all right, cool. I feel confident about the future.
Right.
Because once Bron and AD get back, damn, Boston is trash. Sorry. Dallas is currently whooping them 56-38. That got out of hand really quick. I wasn't watching it. And that happened to look over. I'm like, damn. But yeah, when Bron and AD get back, I will feel confident in our three-headed monster. Because it's over for Mark. It's over for him.
He need to be out, yeah. He needs to exit the rotation.
Yeah.
And if they're fully healthy, it's a deep team. But
deep?
Bron, AD, Trez, Schroeder, Caruso, Kuzma, Drummond, Casey, did I say KCP?
Those names, half of those names mean nothing.
All right.
They should have traded Kuzma. Remember?
THT.
That named me something. Remember when you wanted him? When you were excited?
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That shit made me sad. It does. I hate how long the series is. I mean, the season is. It begins.
Bro. But the crazy thing is, like, that's how depressed we were as Knicks fans. Like, we thought Kuzma was going to be the savior.
Like, I look at us.
We're in the playoffs.
There you go.
Doing big boy things.
It's got to hang in there.
But back to Lakers real quick. Like, I don't know where they're going to end up. Like, and in the standings, if Bron's out another 3 to 5 weeks, they're currently in the fourth place, in the fourth seed, sorry. Denver's one game behind them. We saw Denver the other night. They look scary now.
Yeah.
They've gotten so much better, adding Aaron Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely going to take over the Lakers. that's a fact. Portland's looking better now. CJ McCollum's back. Norm Powell. Dame Lillard is beasting this year, so they're going to pass the Lakers. I really would be shocked if the Lakers are in the play-in. Oh, God, it would hurt my heart.
Right now, there's 6 games up on the Mavs.
They're going through a very tough stretch in their schedule, though.
They do. I was looking at their schedule compared to
they're playing the Jazz back-to-back. They got a lot of – they're playing Denver. They got
Dallas in their back-to-back. They got the Nets this month. It's going to get really dark before it gets back. It's going to be a test. It's going to be a test.
Oh, my God. It's going to be disgusting.
So, from about what now? A week and a half?
Yeah. Let me look at this.
March 20th? Oh, gosh.
This is breaking news, but Embiid's returning on Saturday.
I don't care.
Gets his favorite opponent.
Who?
The Timberwolves against Cat.
Oh. Well, good for him. Does it even matter who gets the first seed now? I'm just too focused on the Lakers.
All right, let's look at the East. Look at the West.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah, the Mavs are 5 games behind them, sir. Not 6.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh no. Yeah. Where's that cushion?
Mavs are 5 games behind them. And if the Lakers end up in the 7th seed, the way it's presently set out, playing Golden State in the play-in, bro, that'd be crazy.
But if we're fully healthy, we should be going.
I mean, of course, but you know Steph going to show out.
He could do whatever he wants. Oh, no, it's only 2 games, though, right? Oh, yes. You have to win a game? I don't want to think about
it. Look stressed. It's not a whole series. You got to win 2 games.
Yeah. This is tough. But remember when we thought Drummond was going to go to the Nets? That really hurt. So
that would have, oh, that, listen.
So maybe.
I would have canceled league pass.
Keep the faith. God, I wish you got an update on AD, but keep the faith. But yeah, the schedule, there's just no, it's a miracle they won the games they did.
Yeah. My only hope is, well, not a hope, but I'm intrigued about what's really going on with Kevin Durant, though.
Allegedly, it's precautionary. I just don't want AD's injury constantly brought up if KD's is going to.
Yeah.
So just keep the same energy.
Well, there's no, because, well, it's easy to bring up AD because look at the Lakers. The Nets still got Harden and Kyrie.
That's true.
Like, KD's like kind of like, for lack of a better word, but kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Harden is balling right now.
He is.
And we got Schroeder. So it's easy to bring up AD's injury. I don't know. So depressed, Kev. You can do it. We can do this.
I'm chilling. I'm keeping the faith. I'm chilling.
Oh man.
We'll be all right. We'll be okay.
Let's see. We already discussed that. But what do you think about this rumor that LeBron's supposedly recruiting Steph Curry?
Well, I thought that when I was watching them play, I'm like, damn, he's really going hard. I didn't look at any contract stuff, but I was like, this is notable. You're really going hard. Not just in the game, but then the post, like social media.
Yeah. You
know, really. So it makes sense, but the likelihood is small. Probably not going to happen. I'm not going to get myself excited. But should Steph? He should. He should really think about what his future looks like. Even this season, I've seen games in which he's like visibly frustrated on the bench, talking about how they're losing. I just don't see how much their fortunes increase when Klay comes back. What kind of player is he? He's had 2 of the most severe leg injuries.
Yeah.
Down consecutive years. Draymond's been, he is no longer the player he was. The rookie by the time he's good. So like your title contention days, it looks like that's over.
And Steph's 33, huh?
32, 32.
But
yeah,
he could be. Either way, you up there. You got like 3 or 4 more years.
So yeah, if you're content with like what you've done with the titles you won, then sure. But he should think about leaving if he really wants to win again or seriously compete. But yeah, if you're asking me, no, I would be surprised if he actually did. I would. I just see him taking, remaining loyal and taking the money. He shouldn't.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot more frustration.
A lot of frustration, and it's going to be more wear and tear on his body because he's going to have to do way more. Mm-hmm. Like this season alone is taking a lot out of him to be carrying that load the way he's carrying it.
Yeah.
And then, as you said, Klay has, injured both of his legs, essentially. And he was, like, the primary defender of the guards on that team.
That's a fact.
So then Steph's got to step up on the defensive end. And you're still carrying, it's a big load to carry. So, roll with Bron. Come over to the,
Yeah, he shouldn't just dismiss it. He should think about it.
Yeah, it's warmer in SoCal. Come on down.
You're the second best player. getting feeds from Braun.
Him, Braun, and AD, that would be sick.
Fit like a glove.
Oh, my God. That would be nuts. He would get some of the oh my God, he would get some of the easiest shots he's ever gotten in his life.
Yeah, but he's not going to do it.
Nah.
He ain't gonna
I'm not it. Even getting my hopes up even thinking about it.
He ain't gonna do it.
I hate him. He ain't going to do it. Mm-mm-mm. What else is on the list for today?
Dame taking shots at people that team up.
Yeah, he always does that, though.
Westbrook went at Stephen A. No, Stephen A went at Westbrook.
Stephen A went at Westbrook.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Makes some good points. Westbrook, obviously, stat stuffer. Just said, you know, really, I would say over the past two or three seasons, it's really just gotten to the point where it's like, yeah, you're putting up these numbers, but they literally have no effect on the game whatsoever.
Yeah, it's concerning. They don't transfer the wins
at all. And he's not looking like he's going to finish his career, you know, without winning a ring.
Well, we went through his contract. He should not ever even entertain the word buyout. That is a wealthy man. So
yeah, no team could afford to buy out that contract.
By the time he's off the contract, it's like, what does the league even look like? What kind of player is he? He'd be 33? He's 30 now?
Which, that's nuts, right? No, that's not right.
That can't be.
That can't be. He was older. Right. How old is this man? He'd be 34. He's 31 now.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what player kind of player he's gonna look like.
I don't know why he was older as well. No, Spot Track is wrong. He's 32 now. So he'll be 35 when that contract is up. See, they're a year off.
Okay.
He'll be 35 when that contract is up. Yeah. I mean, the past couple of games I've seen like MVP season Russ, at least in terms of his athleticism and all that stuff. Like when he dunked on Biombo.
That looked like it was from his
MVP season. You see how he just got up quickly? That was like a throwback Russ moment. Like he got up fast. So it's just been like recently I've been seeing some bursts from him, but so you know, all that off season, all the cupping that he does, you know, and like the platelet stuff that Kobe used to do where you get the blood platelets frozen and put back into your knees, like that's only so long that's gonna actually continue to work, you know. He's suffered so many like injuries, and when your game is based primarily off athleticism, it's only so much longer he's gonna be. So at 35,
yeah.
Crazy with
his pain. Yeah, see what him and Beal doing the stretch run. They ain't that far out the plan.
Which is scary because they've been terrible.
They got 17 wins. And they were what, like a game or two from the play?
Two and a half. You would never know that by watching them play. Every time I look up, they're losing. Every time I look up, they're losing.
It really doesn't make sense. Just the numbers between him and Beal produced. It doesn't make any sense.
We were texting the other day, and I clearly didn't look at the standings, and I was making a joke about how they're gonna get a lottery pick, like high in the lottery, and like, nah, these dudes are gonna make the playoffs.
Crazy.
It makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. And Bill's putting up numbers this year. I guess they just play zero defense, meaning the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow Scott Brooks still got a job.
For now, Scotty.
They gonna fire him if they make the playoffs?
Gotta be a fall guy.
Let me see if they come in at 10. You tell me if they can beat who? Like, just let's say that I'll slide them into the 10 seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll play Boston. Can they beat Boston?
Yes. I'm just not big on Boston. Yes.
And then that Boston's a seventh seed, so they would play.
I wouldn't pick them, but I wouldn't be surprised if they beat them. I picked the Celtics.
Then they play the two seed, which is currently the Nets.
Oh, God. They're getting blown off the floor.
I would want Boston to beat them then.
Yeah.
Because at least Boston.
I agree. It'd get ugly.
Brooklyn. Well, Russ might compete a little harder against Brooklyn for one game, maybe. Probably get a one game.
If Beal and Westbrook combined for like 70 points, it's still.
They would have to go nuts.
It
wouldn't move much. Oh, they suck. I don't understand why they're so bad. This is random. What's going on with Kevin Love?
He had a calf injury to start the season, then he came back like a week or so ago, and then now he's just not playing again. I don't know. Buy him out.
I only ask because he's like, because Cleveland's like right underneath Washington. That's why. Standards. I don't think they can afford to buy him out either.
Yeah, we don't need another candidate for the Nets.
Anyway. This man not a free agent until 2023. No one's trading for that contract.
Great for him.
He locked up for three more years. 31, 31, 29. God bless. That was that guy's name. The owner of the Cavs.
Oh, Dan Gilbert?
Gilbert, yeah. He must have a lot of faith in Kevin. Kevin out here getting 30 mil to do nothing.
Now, I remember he gave him that after he stayed. I think he didn't get that post-Bron. I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Again, to do nothing.
I agree.
I wonder if he's even traveling to the games. You not playing?
Imagine he's not even living in Cleveland.
Nah, he just living in New York. I know he got a condo in Tribeca. I saw he was on like a, not House Hunters, but like one of those Chase commercials where it's like how easy it is to get a mortgage and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, your affluence is just speaking. Like, you don't even realize how affluent you are. Just like, yeah, you know, a condo in Tribeca, da-da-da-da. And Chase made it so easy. Oh.
Okay. He's a common man.
That's what he says. Shit. That's crazy. 30 mil. I'm just chilling. Nah, I can't play tonight, coach. I'm hurt. God bless him. Right. Yeah. I'm really ready for these playoffs, though, man. Like, the energy for the regular season is definitely dying down.
Yeah, those Laker injuries, really.
That was like the end of it for me.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Bron out, AD out. All right.
Wait, say that again?
I was like, damn, Bron's out, AD's out. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, all right. And then when Steph went out, too, I was just like, all right. Like, really, Steph's the only person to watch on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, essentially, got two teams where I don't want to watch them play at all now. Because remember, in the beginning of the year, I was like anti-Steph. Steph's been balling this year. Like, he's like the only reason I watched him.
You mocked me.
First of all, last season, I was right. I was right last season. You're right this year, though. He definitely been proving me wrong. He's been balling. He's kind of nice to root for also. Like,
yeah. When he's harmless.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at that. Go, Steph. Yeah, y'all should win this game. Got to be cheering for him. Yeah. He needs the help. And then watching Draymond just,
Just
fall apart before our eyes. It's just like, makes me feel even worse for him.
Imagine Brown recruiting you and you look to your right. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
Surrounded, that's how it's going to be.
You go surrounded by clutch athletes. You want to be surrounded by Draymond, or you want to be surrounded by Bron and AD? How you want to do this? Oh, my God. Is there anything else?
I don't think so. It's been a pretty light week.
It's been a pretty light week. I don't want to force anything.
I agree.
Yeah. People, we love y'all, but we're not going to force anything on the podcast. That's not what we're going to do. If something happens next week, we'll make up for it, give you an hour or so like we usually do. But on slow weeks, it's just, why ramble?
Right.
So as always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Full-length video clips up there. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm going to say that again. Full-length video clips up there. All the audio is available wherever podcasts are streaming, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, everywhere podcasts are streaming. We are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.